You're listening to WSCL, WSDL, WESM, Delmarva Public Media. My name is Christopher Rank. I'm your program director around here, and it is our spring membership campaign. We've been talking about music. That's what guides us at the radio station. That's the most important thing that we do, and we've been listening to our listeners telling us how much they love music. But let's also listen to some of the folks who work here. Brian Daniels has been with WESM for quite a while. Now, since this collaboration started, many of you listening to our classical station may have started drifting every once in a while over to WESM and been listening to the jazz during the day and have heard Brian doing a great job of hosting jazz music in the afternoons down there. So before we go any further, let's give out the phone number. It's 410-543-6895, and the website to go to is delmarvapublicmedia.org. That's O-R-G. Brian, for folks who have just discovered WESM, tell us a little bit about yourself and how long you've been spinning the jazz platters down there.
Okay, well, thanks for having me on, and I've been at WESM for about 20 years now, spinning CDs, and I kind of fell into it by accident, sort of. I'd been listening to WESM ever since they came online back in 87, but to make a long story short, I heard them put a call out for some DJs, I guess, part-time, and I answered that call and ended up getting the job, so there I am.
Hey, you know what? That's exactly my story, too. I saw an ad in the paper that said, oh, we need somebody to work on the weekends. You know, and I was like, okay, sure. They'll never hire me, you know.
Yeah, I know. And I had the same feeling. I felt that, you know, I had nothing to lose. Just put my name in the hat and see what happens.
Yep. So the way that we've been talking about music here among the staff, I wish you could sit in, you the audience, I wish you could sit in on our staff meetings, because we've had some fascinating conversations amongst ourselves about why we do what we do here. You know, sometimes with the economy and with the pandemic and other things going on, sometimes it's not easy to get the motivation to come to work. But when you play classical music and you play jazz and you believe in what you're doing, it's very easy to do that. So without further ado, Brian, let's talk about your love of music.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I will tell you, one of the first things that I realized is that I think a lot of people take music for granted. Some of us listen to it and it's just kind of background sounds, but my appreciation for music actually comes all the way back when I was in elementary school, learning to play music for the first time. And I think once you are immersed in actually learning to play an instrument, learning to read music and understand music, you have a better appreciation for it. And that's pretty much where I started. Now fast forward to like high school, for example, having, you know, played all kinds of wind ensemble and orchestral pieces, you know, my first real encounter with classical music per se is when a friend of mine in high school loaned me a cassette tape with some music from Beethoven on it. Hmm. And so, okay, all right, I'll listen to this. And it was Beethoven's Piano Concerto No. 5. And, you know, I listened to this over and over and over again, and I really started to dig it, you know, and begin to really understand, you know, what music is all about, you know, as a musician and also as a listener. And, you know, later on, you know, I started getting into a little bit of jazz, and one of my first icons of jazz for me anyway growing up was actually Wynton Marsalis. And the interesting thing about Wynton Marsalis, his first album, his jazz album, he was about 19 years old, and he grew up learning classical music. Matter of fact, he actually describes himself as a classical musician who happens to play jazz. Mm-hmm. And I found that to be very, very interesting, for sure.
You know what, that's fascinating, because let me ask you a question. Did you grow up in a musical household where there were records being played all the time?
Absolutely. My father especially, a lot of the music that he played around the house was stuff that he grew up with, really. You know, old R&B from like the 60s and so on and so forth. But then I do remember the first time he brought that jazz album that I just mentioned about Wynton Marsalis. This was back in 81 or 82. And I had never really listened to jazz before until up to that point. And it was the strangest thing to listen to. And I did not at the time understand what all that was. It was so foreign to me, but at the same time, it was very fascinating. So that kind of started my trajectory in, you know, learning about jazz.
You know, it's funny because, well, by the way, the phone number to call if you're listening to us right now and you want to support jazz and classical music on Delmarva Public Media, the phone number is 410-543-6895, or you can visit us on our website, delmarvapublicmedia.org. So my father, I remember when he bought his first CD player, it must have been 1982 or 3, because I was in elementary school, and I remember one of the first albums he had was the Wynton Marsalis classical music album. And it had, you know, a whole bunch of Baroque trumpet, you know. So that's what I thought Wynton Marsalis did. And then I remember he brought home another record probably about, you know, a few years later that had, you know, Wynton Marsalis doing a whole bunch of jazz. And I was like, who is this guy? Oh, it's the same guy who did, you know. I just thought he was a classical musician.
Yeah. And I tell you what, too, and I had, anecdotally, I had an experience with a friend of mine. We had the same experience with Chick Corea. Now, for me, Chick Corea is, you know, a jazz pianist. You know, he recently passed away, by the way. Mm-hmm. But I have a friend of mine who only knew Chick Corea as a classical pianist.
Huh.
And we got together and we're like, what? What are you talking about? No, what are you talking about?
Well, yeah, you know, and I think our listeners are well aware of this, that, you know, sometimes I think there are barriers put up between the world of classical music and jazz that, you know, the never the two shall meet. But they have a lot more in common than people realize. For example, I find it fascinating that in a lot of the works of Vivaldi, a lot of Baroque music, you play the parts that are written for you, and then there's these whole sections that are just blank. And whoever's performing it is just doing whatever it is they want to do. You know, now there's some very strict rules. I think it's a little bit more strict than, well, then again, I don't know. I don't know what I'm talking about.
No.
But, you know, there are some strict rules about, you know, you must play in this key and you can't, you know, you're not going to hear blue notes in the middle of, you know, Vivaldi's Four Seasons. You're not going to hear, you know, some crazy, you know, and partially that, I think that might be because the instruments might not have been capable of producing, you know, notes that were outside of the scale. It would have been interesting to see if they could have done that. But anyway, you know,
well,
so,
you know, somebody might take on that project. Who knows?
That would be interesting. I think they're called cadenzas, but the idea is that I think part of the thrill of watching a performer play it would have been hearing him or her play this piece of music, and then they get to the part where everybody knows, like, oh, well, this is where they show off their talent. And
Right.
So you get the same sort of thrill that you get when you watch a jazz performance, and in a lot of ways, it's like watching a high wire act. It's, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're playing that fast or that articulately or that, you know, with all those crazy chord changes, and yet you manage to stay up, you know, or stay with it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So once again, you were listening to Delmarva Public Media. My name is Chris Rank. I'm talking to Brian Daniels, and we would both be very happy if you supported our radio stations by dialing 410-543-6895. 410-543-6895, or you can visit us on our website, delmarvapublicmedia.org. And Brian can always be heard on WESM, usually in the afternoons, starting at what time?
at 1 o'clock, Monday through Thursday from 1 to 4.
And if you have been noticing, you can also hear Brian on our other station, WSDL 90.7 FM. We've been simulcasting WESM during the days to kind of reach some of the beach areas that we hadn't been able to reach before, and had a nice response from that too. So, well, thank you.